Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Hello, my little pregnant wifey. You look so beautiful and glowing.
Gosh. You're so sweet. I really think it has to do with this touch up my appearance filter, but I'll take it. Thank you.
Oh, you know what? Zoom really did that when they had that option.
I use it all the time, and anytime I'm on a Zoom call with anyone, they're always like, your skin looks amazing.
I was looking at my skin too. I'm like, wow, my new face really did wonders last night. Just kidding. It's the touch up.
No, but it's not like, it's like subtle. It's not even as far as like the Paris filter on Instagram, you know?
You know what? Zoom needs to get in touch with Instagram regarding this filter. It's the perfect amount of touching up.
Yes, because it looks like it's just your enhanced skin. Like you're in good light. That's what it looks like.
Yes. Yes, and that's all we need is good light.
Speaking of light,
let's talk about UV light. I love your segues. You're really good at those. You can find the way in. Yes, we are talking about our favorite sunscreens today, everybody. And I'm excited. This is a topic that, you know, I think Sarah has recommended maybe like 45 sunscreens on this podcast at this point.
But so have you, like even on your personal Instagram. It's something we talk about all the time.
We love sunscreen, and it's important that you use it every day. No matter what, the first thing I do in the morning, turn off my sound machine, go to my bathroom, brush my teeth, put in my Lumify, and then I go ahead and start my routine, including sunscreen. Mina's talked a little bit about having a sunscreen wardrobe, which I know is definitely a blessing if you're able to buy multiple sun care products, obviously. Most of them, especially the ones like for your body, tend to be pretty affordable, I would say.
Yeah.
It's just when it comes to sun care, that's also skin care, that I think the prices start to get a little bit more in the, you know, prestige line of things.
But I think especially, you know, after we talk today, you'll find that there are tons of more affordable options. And it's really just an investment in your health and your skin, right? So I feel like everyone has to have at least two that they could, you know, use, and, you know, one just maybe during the day if they're not wearing makeup, if they're going to go out really quick for a walk, and then one like when you're just like working at home, which totally. You should also always be wearing sunscreen. I feel like we say this every episode, but just another reminder, indoors.
Well, yeah. I mean, Sarah has talked about this. You know, she works from home and she has worked from home for a long time, even prior to COVID. I started working from home last July. It's my year anniversary of working for myself.
Oh my God. Congrats. Weird. So exciting. So
weird. Very exciting, but very weird. But when I went into the studio for 8 years, I mean, I wore sunscreen every day. I was driving to the office, obviously. You get that sunlight from your driver's side window, and which is also like a great excuse to tint your windows, by the way. Totally. And then you get to the office and you do experience and get UV light. So it's one of those things where it's not really a negotiable thing in our opinion.
I think people associate sunscreen with their makeup routine, or just like they only use it when they leave the house. And so in, you know, quarantine, we're not really leaving our house. And so we're only going through our skincare routine. But really, sunscreen should be your last step in your skincare routine.
Agreed.
You know, so yeah. I think we need to just change our mindset.
Totally. And I also want to say that if there's anything that could get you to wear sunscreen, maybe it's helping eradicate blackheads on your face. Blackheads are oxidized sebum from the sun. So by wearing sunscreen, you're potentially protecting your skin. You are protecting your skin, but then you're also potentially helping to mitigate the amount of blackheads you may have. Obviously, clogged pores will often result in a blackhead, but I was talking to several estheticians and dermatologists about what they can do for blackheads, and a lot of them said, number one, sunscreen.
See? So easy. And then also wrinkles.
Rinks
and, you know, skin Renee, cancer.
Obey Renee. She says the most important step in your skincare routine is properly applying sunscreen. So
you'll be spending less on your anti-aging creams and lasers in the future.
And Bobo.
Yep, exactly. All right. So let's break some terms down.
Yeah, let's do it. We did discuss a few of these on the pod on Tuesday, but we know some of you might be like, WTF, mate, I don't understand some of these. What are you even talking about? So, Sarah, what does SPF mean?
Okay. SPF stands for sun protection factor. I mean, I don't know that it's super important for all of us to know what it stands for, but just in case you're wondering, if you're, you know, find yourself on Jeopardy one day, and that's a question. But good to know nonetheless. Kirby, what's UVA?
Okay, so UVA is the longer UV wavelength. It's associated with aging. So when you think of it, just think of A with aging. They penetrate deeper into the skin, and they account for 95% of radiation that penetrates your skin. So UVA rays actually account for 95% of radiation. So even more so than UVB. So that's why when sunscreens were made, they really were only accounting for UVB rays, the burn rays. But then they're like, UVA makes a large portion of our UV radiation, so maybe we should protect from those too. And they were right. So UVA rays, they can penetrate both windows and clouds. So, you know, we're experiencing late onset June gloom here in Southern California. It looks cloudy in the mornings. Fine. Still wear your sunscreen.
Totally. And then we have UVB, which you can easily remember by associating it with burning. So it's
little UVBB, little shorter BB weaves.
Ooh, that's a good one. Small but mighty, aka dangerous. So so it's the shorter wavelength that's associated with burning. So UVB, it penetrates the outer layer of skin. So this is what causes the redness on your skin, you know, your sunburns, the blisters. Ugh, sun blisters.
Yeah.
So the SPF number that you'll see, you know, on your products usually relates to the UVB rays, and it indicates how long the sun's rays will take for your skin to see redness.
Okay, then there's broad spectrum, and broad spectrum protection relates to UVA rays. As I mentioned earlier, early sunscreens only protected from UVB. So if you see broad spectrum, it protects against both UVA and UVB.
And then water resistant, just so everyone knows, sunscreens cannot make claims to be waterproof. I don't think I see very many that do claim, but if you do, be sus about it, because it's not true. But they can be water resistant, and it's usually up to 80 minutes, usually 40 to 80 minutes, which is why reapplication is key, especially if you know, you're at the beach or you're at the pool and you're going in and out of the water. So,
all right. So now that we have our glossary of terms out of the way, Sarah, I would like to know what your go-to favorite face sunscreen is. And if you could just tell me, like, is it a mineral or chemical, and what you like about it?
So this is difficult for me to choose one, because as Kirby mentioned, both of us have sunscreen wardrobes. But the one that I have been using for years and years, up until I got pregnant, and actually just up until I ran out of it, I haven't bought a new one, is the Neogen Daylight Protection Sunscreen SPF 50 PA +++. I've talked about this on the pod before. I think I talked about it like really, really early on, in one of our very first episodes. It is a chemical sunscreen. It is a Korean beauty brand, and it was referred to me by Charlotte Cho. So you can get it on SokoGlam, but I think you can also get it on Amazon. It is $30, so it is not budget, but it's not super expensive, and it actually will last you a while, because you really just need like a dime-sized amount for your face. I like this sunscreen in particular because, as you guys know, I have drier skin. And this is also a sunscreen that I would use daily when we used to go out in the world and I would wear makeup, because it layers really beautifully under makeup. And so back to the dry skin part, it's great if you feel like you have drier skin and you need extra hydration, because it's super light. It's really hydrating because it has rose and raspberry extracts. So you would layer this on top of your moisturizer, again, underneath your makeup. It does not leave a white cast or a greasy feeling. It has like a slight scent to it that I don't mind. It smells like a Japanese or Korean sunscreen or makeup product, which has like that light fragrance. But it's definitely a chemical sunscreen. So if you are, you know, trying to avoid chemical sunscreens for whatever reason, maybe this isn't for you. But if you are looking for something that has really great protection, great for dry skin, layers well, and will last you a long time, I would highly suggest this one.
Awesome. What would you say the consistency is like?
It's creamy, but...
Is it similar to Biore?
Yes, it is. And I think that's true because it is like an Asian sunscreen, where it truly does feel more like a skincare product. You know, it's not chalky. Okay. It goes on really smooth.
Awesome.
What about you?
This is a sunscreen... I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast. Maybe I've mentioned that I can't remember. It's Elta MD UV Clear Broad Spectrum 46. I think every beauty editor loves this sunscreen. Yeah. You know, if they don't use it right now, like, go back to it at some point. This
is part of my wardrobe too.
It's really, really good. This definitely is a splurge. It's a face sunscreen that retails for $36, but you can get it on Dermstore right now for $29.
Love a deal.
Love the Dermstore deals. Hello. And this is actually a product that's recommended by the Skin Cancer Foundation. So I kind of like that glowing approval. This is perfect for someone that has acneic or oily skin, because of the ingredients that it includes. It's oil-free and it's lightweight as well. So it includes vitamin E, niacinamide, lactic acid, zinc oxide. It has antioxidants, which for some reason, now that I'm getting older, I'm obsessed with antioxidants. Like when I was younger, like first starting in my career, I'm like, who gives an F about an antioxidant? Like, I don't understand what free radical even means. And then obviously, as I got older and more educated, now that I'm 33, I'm like, oh, I need that antioxidant protection. I think antioxidants are just as important as sunscreen, in my humble opinion.
Totally.
So it has those, it has the hyaluronic acid. Yeah. And it's paraben, oil, and fragrance free. So if you're worried about any of those things, don't be worried because it doesn't contain it. It's also a cruelty-free product. And this type of sunscreen, Elta MD, it's typically found in dermatologist's office, plastic surgeon's offices to be used like after treatments and surgeries and stuff like that. So for me, if it's recommended by a doctor for an after surgical laser, whatever, then I feel like it's good enough for me to wear every single day. And
totally.
The consistency is really light. Elta makes a variety of different types of products. They have like a more silicone-y product that kind of smooths and blurs the face. Mm-hmm. And I think it's almost meant to be like a makeup product. But this one is just a traditional sunscreen. It's not very thick. It's more fluid in consistency. And it absorbs nicely. And I feel like it never... I know some people get worried about like breaking out from sunscreens and that it's, you know, too much for their skin. This caters to people that have fickle, acneic, and sensitive skin.
Yeah, I definitely recommend this sunscreen to people who are looking just for a sunscreen that they know is going to work no matter their skin type.
It's a goodie. Okay, and then I also have another face product. It's not a sunscreen. It is in a way, but it's not your traditional sunscreen. I have been using this product. I got it sent to me in a mailer a couple years ago, and I think you did too, Sarah. I can't remember who sent it, but it was so smart and I was so excited to get it. It's the Bluestone Sun Shield. So if you're on Instagram and you see people wearing these visors that have this like holographic front to them and they look like they're about to go set up their residency in Vegas as a DJ, that's probably a Bluestone Sun Shield. I have it on my Instagram as well. This is a shield that protects your face from UV rays when, you know, you're out and you want a second form of protection. So it's not in lieu of wearing sunscreen. It's an addition. This is great for things like walks, which I've been taking plenty of these days, outside workouts, you know, if you go to the park, obviously gyms. Some gyms are opening here in LA. I'm definitely not headed to like Orange Theory or anything anytime soon. So if you would like to get your workout on in a park, this would be great. And then obviously ideal if you have melasma and you want to still go to like the pool or the beach or something like that and enjoy time with your friends. Just beware, people might make fun of you. I do get teased.
It's also like a great almost face shield right now.
Totally. Well, ironically, I thought it was like, okay, great. People know not to talk to me. But when I was walking through the park, I had so many people trying to come up to talk to me to be like, can you see me? I'm like, no, I'm just walking and I can't see where the hell I'm going. Yes. So the way it looks is you can see through, but they can't see you. It really is like a complete face shield. And they make a few different versions. So I have all three because I am a maniac. I have the full Lux, which is $68. It protects 99% of UV rays and also blue light. And it's ideal if you're just going to be in the sun. So I'm thinking like pool, beach, or you're spending all day outside. Maybe you're watching your kids, you know, partake in some sports or whatever. Sports? To partake in some sports.
Sport.
I sound like so official. And then there is the full shield and it's $38. So it's significantly cheaper. That's because it's good for like post-treatment and recovery. So if you just got a laser peel, you can take this to the office with you and make sure that your skin's protected. This one isn't really recommended for like laying out in the sun. And then there's the Kitty Lux. It literally looks like little kitten ears and it has a shorter visor so it doesn't cover your entire face. It really just protects maybe like your forehead and your nose. And it's $52, so similar to the full Lux in price. If you play a sport yourself, you don't want a giant visor covering your whole face. So this is good for sporting events. And then also if you have kids, they're small enough that a little kid would be able to wear them. And you can adjust the band that goes around your head. This is definitely a part of my sun protection routine.
Yeah, I need to. You reminded me that I need to bust that out and wear it this summer.
Find it. Okay, let's go to bod. What's on your bod?
Okay, so I peeked at yours and I was going to mention yours as well.
I figured you were, but I was like, we can say it if we want to. But if you have this one, then go
but
for it.
But I, again, wardrobe. one that I think is also really popular with beauty editors and one that's been around for a while, but they've improved their formula, is the Shiseido Ultimate Sun Protector Lotion. It's SPF 50+. You've seen this bottle before. It's that little blue bottle with the yellow like cap. Mm-hmm. It is a face and body sunscreen, but I don't use it on my face. I use it mostly for my body. They have a little sunscreen stick in the same family that I would prefer using for my face. But this one, I just feel like it's meant for, you know, being active or being in the water. And I feel like it just kind of gets in my eyes and irritates it. But for my body, it's great. I was using this a lot in the last summer or two summers ago when I was training and running a lot outdoors, because it is water and sweat resistant for up to 80 minutes. And there is something in the formula that makes it even more effective in the heat and in the water, which is
great.
Kind of crazy, but whatever. I'll take it, Shiseido. So, and then also it is an ocean friendly sunscreen, which we, you know, Mina's talked about this, reef safe. But if that brings you some comfort, know that it is. And yeah, so it's just a really great creamy fluid sunscreen, but it is a little bit thicker. So you do really feel like it is protecting your skin. It's not cheap. It's $49 and the bottle isn't huge. So if you are going to use this on your body all summer long, it probably will only last you maybe a couple months, depending. It has a fragrance as well. And I think I mentioned that already. But so if you are a little sensitive to fragrance, I'm not sure this is the right one for you. Doesn't bother me. But yeah, I love all of Shiseido's sunscreen products. I trust their formulations. And it's a good one to have if you feel like splurging a little bit.
Agreed. I feel like Shiseido really is, you know, one of the is maybe the gold standard when it comes to sunscreens. Like their formulations are some that I definitely trust.
Okay, what about you?
Okay, we both love this one. And I'm so excited that we have it because you can get it at a derm store. But this brand literally only makes sun care products. So of course we feel good about using them. It's Super Goop. It's their Play Everyday Body Lotion SPF 50. And guys, we're not saying get the 5.5 fluid ounces. We're talking the Big Mama 18 fluid ounce vat of sunscreen. This thing comes with a pump. It's huge. It even has a handle so you can like carry it around if you're going to the beach or something. It's $58, but I honestly feel that it's worth it. Because of how
it'll last you so long, or if you're like a family of four.
Yes, it's so much product. Like in comparison, the 5.5 fluid ounce version is $32.
You might as well go big.
Then you go to 18 and it's 58. Yeah. Like just get it. Just get the big one. So I have this literally just set up in my bathroom. Anytime I know I'm going to go outside, I apply this product. They call it a body lotion. So I think they're trying to cater to people that maybe like don't like the idea of like slathering just straight up sunscreen. They don't like the white cast of it. They don't like the feeling of it. I totally hate that chalky feeling as well. This just feels like a really lovely body lotion in its SPF 50.
I think too is because there's so much skincare packed into it.
Yes.
You know?
So the sunflower seed extract I think is a big, you know, part of this. Makes your skin feel super soft, obviously, but sunflower seed extract is also high in vitamin C, which is a great antioxidant. It also has beta carotene, and beta carotene converts to vitamin A. And we talked about that, I believe, on the retinol episode. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the antioxidant properties help protect the skin from the sun, as I mentioned earlier. There's also rosemary extract, which is super calming. You know, so we know that with sun protection, Mina's talked about how it helps disperse heat. So if you feel like you're getting hot, you know, sometimes people with heat can get irritated and it can inflame their skin. So rosemary extract is super calming. And honestly, it just feels like a moisturizer. And I've been really into body lotions this past year, especially. And this one is a home run. I'm a huge fan of it. I'm going to be so sad when I run out.
You won't run out for a while, though.
I know. I'm like, but it's not going to be for a while. So if you...
I know. I have mine set up like right by the door.
Oh, that's smart. So smart. Yeah. So if you guys are looking for a really great body sunscreen that I think is bang for your buck, definitely look into the Super Goop, the 18 fluid ounce version.
Agree.
Okay, now we're heading into budget. Y'all's favorite word, budge. Let's make sure that we're saving that money. According to Lil Dicky, if y'all haven't heard that song, save that money. No? Okay.
No.
No. Don't worry about it. We'll insert it right here. You know I ain't trying to blow that bitch.
Okay, I have two picks, but I've talked about both of them on the podcast before, so you're probably like, shut up, Sarah. Do they pay you? They do not pay me.
She's got a baby coming. They pay should. Her.
Okay, the first one is C'est Moi Gentle Mineral Sunscreen. I've actually talked about this twice before because it was part of the CVS haul that Kirby and I did. And then I talked about it before because I just loved it so much. It's $15. You can get it at CVS. I think you can get it at Target too. C'est Moi is a new-ish clean beauty brand that's made for people with sensitive skin, and it is geared towards a younger audience, which is obvious on the packaging because it says made for young, delicate skin, which I am going to just say that I'll just, you know, I have young, delicate skin. Sure. Yeah, you great. Too. We all do. We can strive to have young, delicate skin. So it fits under EWG's ratings with the non-toxic ingredients. It does not contain fragrance, parabens, phthalates, sulfates, minerals, all of that stuff that we hate. It's got broad spectrum 30 and it's water resistance up to 40 minutes. It goes on smooth. It blends well. It is a little bit chalkier because it's a mineral sunscreen. So you definitely have to blend it a bit. I did, though, find that it does not leave a white cast, even on my more tanner days. I put on a face makeup yesterday, and it usually matches my skin tone, and I looked like it was like orange.
Oh.
It was so sad. Pale right now. It's okay. It means I'm protecting my skin. It's fine.
Yes.
Anyways, I love this one. Again, $15, you can't go wrong, especially if you are looking for like a clean mineral sunscreen. And then we have Verst's Guards Up Mineral Sunscreen. This is a newer launch. I think they launched last month. Time is but a flat circle.
Totally. No idea. couldn't tell you. I know it's new.
Could have been last year. Could have been last month. Who knows? But it's out. Available at Target, $21.99. This is from...
I'm actually surprised at the price. I forgot.
Is it expensive to you?
Yeah. For some reason, I thought it was... I hate saying the word cheaper, mm-hmm. but I thought it was cheaper. But,
you know,
$22.
I actually thought that too when I looked up the price. I thought maybe it would be like a $15 range, but...
same.
Maybe it's one or more of their, like... Maybe because it... I don't know. Who knows? Anyways, it's extra $5 for it. It's a really great product. It offers three-way protection against sun rays, environmental pollution, and then digital pollution. So we've got, you know, the screen time because all of us are constantly on our laptops and our phones. And then environmental pollution, which can still happen indoors, but obviously outdoors as well. It contains non-nano zinc oxide, which allegedly is the safest SPF active available for our bodies and for the oceans.
Yeah, y'all look up non-nano zinc oxide. We were actually going to include this in our glossary, and then Sarah and I even got confused because apparently it's a claim that can't be regulated and is a little dicey. So I don't think it's necessarily it's not a bad thing by any means, but I also think it could just also be a marketing
totally
thing.
And on that note, it is also quote unquote reef safe, which is, you know, Mina's talked about, something that we should also
First loves these marketing words, but you know what, this product actually works.
It does. So. And it's really like, I love how it feels on my skin, and it really does. Even though it is a mineral sunscreen, they did an excellent job in the texture. It goes on super, super smooth, like a skincare product.
Yep.
It's made with skincare ingredients, so that moringa seed extract. It's anti-inflammatory. It's an antioxidant, which now we know Kirby loves. Just kidding. We knew all along. And also has sea fennel, which apparently is a blue light blocker. Who knows? And then it's made in.
I love that we're like, who knows? Listen, we're not scientists here. We do. I have heard though, sea fennel does block blue light, like as an antioxidant. So
great.
I'm inclined to believe that.
Can we eat sea fennel?
I would if I was allowed and it was consumable. I have, I wanted to say, this next point though is, I think, what really kind of seals the deal for me. And why you really should buy. Like, the formula is great. Mm-hmm. The protection is there. Verst is a brand that we recommend in general. It typically is a more budget-friendly brand. Mm-hmm. But this last point that Sarah is going to say, I think, is really the reason to purchase it.
Yeah, so it's made from, it's housed in a tube that's made from 79% post-consumer recycled plastic. And Verst as a brand in general is trying their best to be as sustainable as possible, as well as affordable. So kudos to them, because I think that is really, really important right now, obviously. Those are my budget picks. Kirby, what is yours?
Okay, my budget pick is no surprise to literally anybody. And full disclosure, I have a partnership with Neutrogena. However, this is not a product that they are paying me to talk about, and they also don't pay me to talk about them on this podcast. So before anybody says anything, I just wanted to put that out there. I've loved this product since it launched. I remember I saw it and I was like, huh, okay, I'll try it. I bought it with my own monies, and then all of a sudden it became my favorite sunscreen. So it's the Neutrogena Hydro Boost SPF 50. I've graduated from 30 to 50, as I have learned in the past couple of months. 50 is definitely better. It's $13. Hello. I think this is the cheapest one on the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's $13. It's a face and body sunscreen. I actually thought it was just for the body. So when I realized it was also for the face, I was like, hell yeah. This is hydrating. It's lightweight. There is zero cast. This is a chemical sunscreen, but it's so beautiful. It smells great. It has a fragrance, but it's not this overpowering perfumey fragrance. It smells fresh, light, and clean. And this is a product that would go under your moisturizer. We get a lot of questions. Okay, what order should we apply our skincare? When it comes to SPF, if it's a mineral sunscreen, it goes on top, so it can really block. And the chemical sunscreens go before your moisturizer. So I'll apply this before I apply, you know, the moisturizer I'm using that day. I think that this product is the consistency reminds me so much of Sunday Riley's Tidal. Tidal is a face moisturizer, a brightening enzyme moisturizer. You know, it comes in a jar, so it's very different, than the Hydro Boost sunscreen, but the consistency of the product itself, obviously the color is very similar to there. It's like this like teal blue, but I'm a huge fan of this. It absorbs nicely. It doesn't dry my skin out. Sometimes with like chemical sunscreens, I feel like they're so quick to absorb and not leave like this oily finish that then my skin feels drier. And I use this on top of my sunless tan as well. And I think that's proof. Like a lot of times if I'm wearing a sunless tan and then I put on a sunscreen, I can notice that my tan starts to get patchy because it's drying it out even more. And I never experience that with this product, especially on my neck and my arms. So if you're just like headed somewhere and you need this sun protection, you forgot your sunscreen, pop into a CVS, Target, Walgreens, wherever, and look for Hydro Boost SPF 50. You will not regret it. The only complaint I have about this product is that I wish they made a bigger option. I wish they had one that was like huge with a pump and a handle, similar to Supergoop. So to the Neutrogena gods listening out there, please make this happen. Thank you in advance.
I feel like this is a great option if you're traveling and you don't want to take, you know, both a face and a body one. Or if you, like you said, Kirby, forgot your sunscreen.
Totally. And I
just pop into your local.
And
CVS.
I just have to say, too, it looks beautiful under makeup. Cool. Okay. So we are done. That's it. Do you want to get, did you just want to shout out some honorable mentions?
Yeah. Just some other brands that we love.
Yeah.
Sunbum, also a great budget sunscreen. Love how it smells. Reminds me of a tropical vacation. Everyday.
Sunbum is good.
Everyday sunscreen. Have you tried their products?
Yes.
They just reformulated. And reformulated. They're an Australian brand. I'm obsessed with their sunscreen as well. I sort of forgot about them when I was picking my picks, but I definitely use it often. It's a favorite in my wardrobe.
They I think I mentioned them on the podcast like really early on. It was like a early what's on your face situation. But they I don't understand why they rebranded and why they reformulated, but they did. And hey, they look good and they work well. So go for it.
Really great.
I'm gonna shout out Dr. Loretta, obviously. You know, she did our whole episode on blue light and you guys fell in love with her, and she's obviously a doctor. So she just knows a lot about this stuff, and I love her sunscreen. If you guys, one thing about her sunscreen, if you do deal with pilling, you need to make sure that this is the last product in your routine. I wouldn't put it underneath a moisturizer. I'd put it on top.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just in my experience. I also wanted to shout out Dermalogica. I know they came out with their new sunscreen. Sarah, that one leaves a white cast on me.
It's supposed to be invisible.
I know, but I like...
That's really weird.
It's really weird. I don't know if it's I'm just not rubbing it in enough or what, or maybe I'm using too much product, but I need to give it another go. But the product of theirs that I am obsessed with is their Prismatic Protection sunscreen. Mm-hmm. It's decadent. I love wearing it, and I'm almost out of the... I'm using a face sunscreen right now and I'm almost done with it. So I'm going to probably move on to this one next.
And I have talked about their other sunscreen before, the newer
which
one.
Which you love, and it works for you.
That's a bummer.
It's weird. I need to figure out what's going on with my face. We both love this.
Ooh, we both love this one.
This one is an unsung hero, and Tatcha needs to shout from the rooftops that they have this sunscreen.
Do they not?
Remember when they told us they had it and we were like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like out of stock or in limited quantities? I don't understand why they don't talk about this a lot.
Tatcha is really interesting with the way they launch products, in my humble opinion. So I am always kind of like surprised when I hear something come up, because I'm like, wait. What? Like, you need to be talking about this more. Tatcha's sunscreen is truly amazing. Buy it. That's our
done.
Quote us. And then there is a brand called Coats, COTZ, and you can buy it at Ulta. They have a variety of different options. They have a more like fluid formula, a more creamy formula. They have one that's more like silicone-y, so it feels more like a traditional primer with a little bit of a tint to just blur your skin. It's meant to be like the only product that you wear on your face, though. I love them as well. So
great.
Those are our honorable mentions. And if you have any SPF questions or questions about sunscreen in general, please shout out, you know, let us know. We will be happy to answer anything that you might have. We are posting a lot on our Instagram this week regarding sun protection. So just remember, you know, it's a holiday weekend. A lot of you have today off. Tomorrow's the 4th of July. Reapply and make sure that you stay safe and protected. As always, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Los Angeles Pod. On Facebook, look up our group. the Los Angeles Facebook group. We would love to have you. And we will talk to you next Tuesday on our anniversary episode.
Woohoo! So much to celebrate.
See you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.